Mechiras Yosef. So Yehuda was yared with brothers, and he went to marry Shua, and had three children, Er, Oinin, and Shelah, three living kids. So Yehuda went and took for, as the daughter-in-law, took Tamar to marry Er. What happened, Er was Rabbein in Hashem, before Kodesh Baruch Hu killed Er. And he told his second son, Oinin, to borrow Esh Zachicho, go take your brother's wife, Yavim Oysai, Bahakim Zeh Lachicho, go do Mitzvah Sibum. What happened at the end, also is Rabbein in Hashem, before Kodesh Baruch Hu, he killed him. So first we see clearly in the Torah that the mitzvah of the mitzvah Yibum was done before Matan Torah, because Yehuda told Oinin to go to Yibum to Tamar. The Avi Shandler is a Gemara in Yibamah's Heim and Beis, the Elam learned already. The Gemara says that Asei Drech Lois to say, Drech Lois to say is from Gilum Taslacha. Why didn't the Pasuk of Aliyah by Lois to Shish by Karis? So the Gemara wants to say, if you want to learn from Milo, Talmud, or Kom Pesach, so Gemara says you cannot learn out from there. You might think it's Derech Lishish Shish by Chorus, because Mila Talmud was Daf Lufnei Adibor. So Mila Talmud was Lufnei Adibor. Mashenken Yibum Lchur, you can't compare it because it's Acher Adibor. Therefore, you still need Aleph for a different reason. The Gemara goes to Tavav Zayim Maskona. We see clearly the Gemara holds that Yibum was not Lufnei Adibor. The sixth parasha says Yibum was Lufnei Adibor. So the Kasha has on the Pasuk. So the Ritva asks this Kasha, the Ritva Neyam Beis, and he answers that true that they did Yibum Lufnei Adibor, but it's not a mitzvah. The Shush Ba'almah, the right to do it, Avram Avinu, he kept all mitzvahs, he didn't have to, there's no chiyuv, with the Rishus, who didn't, even though Oinin, to Tamar, did mitzvahs Yibum, it was not a chiyuv, it wasn't a tziboy. That's the Ritva's Teretz. However, in Beitim and Aleph, the place of Yishonim, he asked Akasha, that there are six Sodorim to Mishnayis, Roy Moy, Noshim, Zikim, Koshim, Taris, and in Noshim there's seven different sectors, Yivamos, Ksubis, and Noam, Noz, the Sodic, and Kedushin. So the challenge is, why do you start off with Yivamos? Why if Yivamos, the Chura, you start off with Kedusha, marriage is the first thing that happens, Ksubos is also what happens first, you start off with the why start off with Yivamos, that's Chura, after marriage, start off at the, why are you starting off at the end? So the third territory of the Tosha Yishonim is, Mishum Dihi Mitzvah Yishoino She'ira V'Noshim, because the first mitzvah that happened to Noshim, Ksiva Tamar, brings a positive by Tamar, Bob Esh Zachicha V'Yab Moisov, that Yehuda told Oinin to go marry Tamar. So he's being a pasuk. The mitzvah we share in the half by Noshim is Tamar and Oinin. Mitzvah Yishoino. So we see the Taisha show first two things. First of all, is there a mitzvah of Yibum on the Isha or not? So the Siddur, the Rajbo in the Simni Ches, where the Chiddich and the Rabbah hold, there's no mitzvah Yibum on the Isha, only on the Ish. If that's so, if you learn that way, the Taisha show has no teretz. What do you mean the first mitzvah of the half by Noshim? They did prove also. They had children in the world before, and they were kind of mitzvah also. So you see, there's a mitzvah, not stam inim ba'alma, they're mekayim stam mitzvah. There was a real chiv mitzvah of Yibum. First we see that he holds the Tosh Yishonim, not like the Olim Yishonim, he holds as a mitzvah Yibum on the Isha, like the Aflah says in Ketubas Chav Dalad, the Lord Chavan, the Abchof, over here in Yivama says, there is a mitzvah Yibum on the Isha itself besides for the Ish. That's one thing you see. The second thing you see is that there was a real mitzvah. It wasn't stam inim like the Ritva saying, it was a shush ba'alma. Because proof was a shush ba'alma, and also they're mekayim it or something. There are other mitzvahs. You see from Tosh Yishonim that Yibum was the same Latin Torah. That's what the Klichenda, the sixth passion by Yeshu says, we see from this Tosh Yishonim that there was a mitzvah Yibum before Matan Torah. So Yom HaChoykes, the ritual on Hamer Bey, is supposed to Tosh Yishonim, Bey Tav Nalaf, if there was a mitzvah Yibum before Koydim HaDibor. So Haigelum, the Sugyan Hamer Bey, the Gemara says clearly that there was no mitzvah Yibum before HaDibor. So Klichenda, the Parasha answers, that the Yibum before the Dibor, Yibum after the Dibor, two different types of Yibum. The Yibum before the Dibor, you only have one option, Yibum v'zehu. After Matan Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you a new choice of doing Chalitza also. You had a new Bechira, so you had a choice of doing Yibum or Chalitza. Therefore it changed the Meister of Yibum. What I can maybe explain it better is that the whole reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're not comparing it to after Dibor, because the Say is more Chomer. Because it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mitzav, you told him before the Dibor, so he sees a stronger Asay. So we didn't say even before the Dibur was a strong Asay. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed it after the Dibur and may gave you an option now, you don't have to do Yibum. You can do Yibum or Chalitza. So you see it's a Shrach Asay. It's less of an Asay than it was Koydim HaDibur. Therefore you cannot, therefore the Gemara says, Mila and Talmud, that with all things was Koydim HaDibur, the Shrach Asay. But even though Yibum was before the Dibur, but wasn't the same Yibum that was after the Dibur. So again, we have one more question, if Yibum was before the Dibur or not before the Dibur. The Maratz Chias and Hema Beis says, what can you write to the Ritva that holds, the Ritva holds like the Rambam? Because the Rambam starts off from Malachim Perikdes. It says that first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzav the six mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach the Zayim mitzvahs, six mitzvahs. Then the Anodim Rishon. Then the seventh mitzvah was by Noach. Then by Avrom he says he's mitzava milo and shachlis. By Yitzchok he's mitzava maestro and mincho. By Yaakov he's mitzava kira nosha and mariv. Then it goes on after Yaakov, and then by Amnon he's mitzava some mitzvahs, and then by Matan Torah he gave all the other mitzvahs. So you see the Rambam clearly says Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, and left that Yehuda. So you see clearly that the Rambam holds also there is no mitzvah Yibum Koydim Adibur like the Ritva. Now if you look in the Chassam Sofer and Yodei Simulei Shalom Beis and the Sholem Eishev of Tinyono, they both quote this Rambam. And they fill in also Yehuda was mitzvah Yibum before the Dibur. And Naftarech and the Frankel, they don't bring down a different Gersa, they had a different Gersa, not sure why. They write the Rambam and they say clearly that the Rambam had also this Gersa, that Yehuda was mitzvah, that it was Tivoy of Yibum Mikoyed Madiba, that Yehuda made this mitzvah of Yibum beforehand. So now we have Maflekis, Rishonim, Tashi Shonim, and the Ritva, also Maflekis, what the Rambam holds. That's the Mahor, is also. What?
Rambam doesn't mean they
don't
Kaddish these things?
No, the Rambam means that no. The Aram that we have just says what Avram did in Yitzchak Yaakov, that goes to Avram, skip that Yehuda. Mashenki and the Rambam that the Chassam Sofer had, and the Sholem Eishev had, the Gedolei Poskim, they say he brings it down, the Yehuda was made this Kaddish, this mitzvah evil. Of course, also, the Maschiris wants to say, brings down the Medroshim over here, the Maschiris Hamer Beis, of course, Machlokes Medroshim, now Machlokes Rishonim already. The Medrash in the end of Mishlei, and also in Shir Shirim, they say clearly that Adam was mitzvah this, Yitzchak this, Yaakov that, and Yehuda was mitzvah. And Yehuda was mitzvah the mitzvah of he mitzvah the mitzvah of Yibum. Hashem gave looking at the Yikur Abba, the Medrash over there says that Avram was mekayim all the mitzvahs, and Yehuda was mekayim all the mitzvahs. He was mekayim not only mitzvah, but who is Macholik Medrashim really? So we get to, we have Macholik who was the mitzvah even before the Yibum or not. What happened in the parasha at the end? Oinein dies, and Yehuda tells Tamar to wait till Shayla grows up, till he gets older, till he's ready to leave him. What happens is Tamar waits to marry Shayla. Yehuda does not give over Shayla. So what she do? She goes to Bederach, waits for Yehuda. Yehuda falls for her, gets married to her for one night. Then what happened? Yehuda can't find her again. So, and they find out that Tamar is pregnant. So they have a chiv to give her Sreifa. They want to kill her. In the end, she sends the simonim to Yehuda, and Yehuda said, "Tzadko mimani, you're right, it's for me, I made a muberes." So, the reason why she's chayiv sreifa was because she's married to Yavim, she has a chayiv of Yibum put upon her, that's why she's chayiv sreifa. So now that Yehuda said, "Tzadko mimani, it's for me, therefore it's no chayiv sreifa," what happened? Because she's married to Yavim, therefore she has to wait for Shelo, therefore she's mezano, therefore she's chayiv sreifa. Now that Yehuda said, "No, the father-in-law is for me, no chayiv sreifa, it's even worse, it's erva." What's pshat? So the Ramban in the parasha and the Ramban in Tzadachas Nivoma says that the inn of Yibum, the Fnei and Toyo was not Lav Dafka brothers, Hudin Shah Kravim, was uncle, father, all other Kravim also have the mitzvah Yibum. That's Ramban Shita. And again, the Ritva argues, Ritva in Kedushin Naftes, he says no, there is no inn of Yibum to Shah Kravim, Dafka to the brother. I watch Pshat Yisrael himself, what's Pshat in Yehuda? So he's Mechadish that even though Yehuda married Tamar, but since when he did be to Tamar, he realized that the two other brothers, Er and Oinin, did not consummate the marriage. They did be a shleikadarkoi. They did a bulis val. They weren't a bulis val. Therefore, there's no real marriage. It came out that Er and Oinin really never married her. Therefore, there was never a chiv of Yibum. And this is no chiv of Yibum. Therefore, he did a bia and it's good marriage. And therefore, there's no chiv of Sreifa. That's Tamar. Yehuda had a right to marry her because she was never married to Er and Oinin. They never did a bia kadarkoi. That's what the Ritva learns. So it comes out, so besides of Machlokes, if Shah Kravim, between the Ritva and the Ramban,
what were they going to do to her before Yehuda was brought up?
They thought she was a Shemaz Yavim, and give her Sreifa.
According to the Ritva, she's not Shemaz Yavim.
She's nothing, right. So therefore, it came out, Tzadok Mimani, and Echana is no Shemaz Yavim, she's Tamar Pnuya, and he married her. Some of me, right, marry her. So it comes out, now we have Machlokes, Kodim Adiva, we have Machlokes, also Shah Kravim, the third Machlokes, said Yehuda Mekai, the Mitzvah Sibu, or not. The Ritva said, Yehuda Stam, he married her because why not? She's a pnuyo. There was no bullish pal. Stam the beish like a darkoi. They can marry her. However, the Ramban says no. Shakravim is on the chiv even on shakravim. And therefore, when Yehuda did the bia, it's a mitzvah. He did the mitzvah yibum, and in the kind of mitzvah yibum pashas, the pasuk ends off. The pasuk ends off lo yosef oyle daitoi. That Yehuda started not to know her anymore. Once he said tzot kumi mani, he found she was pregnant. He was punished from her and divorced her. The man says, or the pastor of the apostle gives her, man learns, that since he wanted the kind of the Mitzvah Tzibum, therefore his parish from her already, because Mekayim she came pregnant, and therefore his parish. So, the shayla is, if you can say that Mekayim the Mitzvah Tzibum, Yehuda to Tama, who had no kavana for the Mitzvah. What happened? He thought she was stam, a person in the street, the apostle calls her a Zaino, the apostle explained otherwise, stam was an Isha, did not recognize she was Tama. So how is he Mekayim the Mitzvah Yibum? According to the Ramban, it was Mamash Mitzvah Yibum, and therefore Lo Yosef, oh, you did not know her anymore. What? You don't need Kavanah for the Kiyam, but the Mitzvah Kavanah, we have all over the cloud of Mitzvah Kavanah. So? Who says? The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that what you kind of, where's the Mitzvah? You Mitzvah is Kavanah. Like the first Menachem, and then based in the Yvamis, that the Mitzvah, true, you kind of, but the Mitzvah, there's no, you're not Kavanah for the Mitzvah. You're not Kavanah for the Mitzvah.
That's what the Mitzvah is. If the Mitzvah is
a king,
then
you know you're a Mitzvah. Why? You're not Kavanah. The Mitzvah is Kavanah. The Mitzvah is to pick up the Lulav. You have not Kavanah for it, you want Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is to pick up the Lulav. You didn't Mekayim the Mitzvah picking up the Lulav.
I don't know, you didn't
Kavanah
for
Kinyan. No, but that Mishnah says, Mishnah says, fine, but the Mitzvah, the Mishnah said, the Kenyan.
Why
lose the Mitzvah? Still you have a Chiv. First, the Mitzvah now not to have kids. The Mitzvah is to have kids, the Mitzvah to be boiled her. Even though you have kids, the tradition now Chav says, even if you don't have kids, still the Mitzvah is to be boiled her, right?
You have
Kavanah, you have Kavanah. The Mitzvah is to pick up the Lulav, you have not Kavanah, you have the Mitzvah.
Can be.
Why?
I was already Kenyan.
If the mitzvah is a bia, better than the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is a bia, or even the Kenyan.
Who's
the mitzvah is a Kenyan?
It's
a
shana.
Who says? He says? Look about that. I'm saying. So, fine. Because this kasha, diverse nachum, minimum days, he is his kasha, and he blibes sarkin. By the stage of the parasha, he also blibes sarkin. They don't say like you. But, fine, let's go to the Gedolim of Mitzvah's Kavanah. First, in Mitzvah's Kavanah, there are two different types, in at least two different types of Mitzvah's Kavanah. There's one is, when the Torah says a Tama Mitzvah, the Torah says a reason, you have to have Kavanah for the Mitzvah. Moshul, it says in Tzitzis, Simchas, Sivchas, you're putting your Tzitzis every morning, you have to remember the Man Tzitzgu, you have to remember you're putting on the Mitzvah, why? Because Kosh Baruch wants you to remember all Taig Mitzvahs to do it. That means you have to put on Tzitzis and have in mind, you eat some oysters and chayftem. That's the Tama Mitzvah, you have to do that. That's the Pasuk Shulchan Aruch. Similarly, when you put on Tefillin in the morning, Simcha Pei, Sifhei, it says also, when you put on Tefillin, it says when you put on tefillin, you have to have a mind for the, what the Torah says. Torah says be the oisa yodcha, it's koin beni necha, and through that, how's an oisa beni necha? It's a long sif. Explains that the tefillin is connected to the lev, and over here is connected to the mayach, and therefore you should meshavat to Kodesh Baruch Hu, your lev and your mayach, to Hashem, the man tia Torah Hashem beficha, could you meshuvat to Hashem to everything to what He does? Because why? It's yachah Hashem alakachem mitzrayim, took you out of mitzrayim. Therefore, you have to mishabbat everything you do. When you put on tefillin, the time of the Torah says, why put on tefillin? Stam wants to put on black boxes, black some to put on some of the tefillin. No, the Torah wants a reason that you should mishabbat yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Or third time, by sukkah, it says in Tofesh Chofei, that when you sit in a sukkah, you have to have a mind, zeichli tis mitzayim, zeichli nanei kovit. And these three things, if you don't have a mind, is it ma'akiv or not? So the Orchaner and Kuri Yaakov and Tofesh Chofei and the Bnei Chotcher and Derfu Pekudecho and Akdoma Aleph, he writes it's Ma'akiv, it's Posh Ma'akiv. You put on tzitzis, you have no kavana, if you eat some oysters, chaytim, you did not put on tzitzis, you did nothing.
The
Bach does not say Ma'akiv. Some, the Piskei Tshuva brings down the Bach says Ma'akiv. The Beis Yitzchok says the Bach does not say it's Ma'akiv. I'd rather take the Beis Yitzchok over the Piskei Tshuva. But no, he doesn't say it. He just says it's Gedder, don't say it's Ma'akiv. But in the mice of the Bnei Soscha says clearly right, it's Ma'akim, and therefore you put on tefillin, you don't have, every morning everyone puts on tefillin, and you have to have kavanah, l'man tiyah tarash Hashem b'ficho, you have to have kavanah, I'm doing it as a symbol, as a simen, to remind me that l'man tiyah tarash Hashem b'ficho. If not, it's Ma'akim, it's a magas chiddush. Well, these three mitzvahs, the Pinyan Ben says, even by Pinyan Ben, everyone with Pinyan Ben, the Torah says also, why do Pinyan Ben? As the Zechli Tzitz Mitzrayim, you have Pinyan Ben, you have to mind the kind of mitzvah Tzitz Mitzrayim. They say it's Ma'akiv, Mishabu and Simen Ches, but if you've got them in other places, they all say, the place can say that it's not Ma'akiv. Avad l'chadchila, Torah says the reason, that the point is the Ma'ati and Torah Shem Epichu, or the Ma'at Tizku, or Ma'anid, or Tzeichem. However, it's only l'chadchila, not b'di Evin. It's not Makiv. So, to explain it, maybe with Akasha, Yibum. Yibum Tai says the reason is Lachim Shem Achav Yisrael. So when you do Yibum, you have to have in mind Lachim Shem Achav Yisrael. So, Avadanat, the point of what it means, Tama Mitzvah, you have to have in mind the Mitzvah, does not mean what the point of the Mitzvah is. What it means is to have the Tachlis. Why are you putting on Tzitzis? You're putting on Tzitzis because Baruch Hu wants you to remember all mitzvahs and do all the mitzvahs. You put on tefillin, Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to know that you mishabed yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But when you do Yivma, Kodesh Baruch Hu does not want you to know Lahak Hashem Achav Yisrael. That might be the outcome, but Kodesh Baruch Hu just wants you to do marriage. That's all he wants. So therefore, coming back to Mishabur, it's a matter of Kiddush, that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants a Tetzal, wants an outcome, a Tachlis, that you should remember to mishabed yourself to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yet, that's not the mitzvah. Mitzvah is putting on tzitzis. Though you put on tzitzis, you're kind of the mitzvah, even though you didn't do the point of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you say this, maybe we can take it even a step further. Nafkamina, kama things we do, lamashal. In the morning, some people say the sheis chiris. In the morning, remember what Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Remember that we went out Mitzrayim. We received the Torah at Sinai. Zachus Yom Shabbat Zekadoshay and the Eagle of Amalek and Miriam in the six or someone said Durim have 10. You remember the Balak and Bilam or Nesher Choyel or Yerushalayim or the Mon. These things you remember. And let's say people read it and they don't have a mind for what they say. They have no mind. I asked the guy got it last week. He said that every single morning, past 10 years. So he asked him, tell me six men. He can only tell me five. I mean, he has no idea what he's saying. He just read it. Of course you read it. No idea what he's saying. I mean, kind of mitzvah, the six, the sechilus, you have to remember it. You do remember. He said the words. According to Mishnah Berurah, l'chol yoytz b'di'evet. Why? Because even though the chiv say b'peh, the Ramban said, the person coming down here, the chiv say the sechilus b'peh, he said it b'peh. I, the tachlis on mitzvah is to remember it. You do remember it. So what? But he said the words b'peh. And that's how also Chaim Kanievsky says this in Nachal Eis and Simitah as well. He says, the Zechiris is not Ma'akib, you don't understand what he's saying. The Chiv is saved, Pat, even though the point is to remember Amalek and Miriam, even though you're not remembering it. Hudin can take it a step further by Kiddush. Everyone says Kiddush in the house. You tell your the people listening, you have to mind to Mekayim Kiddush, Tzitz Mitzrayim, you have to mind to Mekayim Zechiris Shabbos. Most people just stand there, listen, space out. The mice are listening. So, Ma'aseh Mekayim the Mitzvah not, you have to remember these things. So again, the same thing, Mishabur and Simon Samach said before, but Kiddush is not Ma'akev. As long as you have, even if you don't understand the words, as long as you do the Ma'aseh Mitzvah, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. Well, even take it a step further with Kriyas HaTorah, same thing. Also, Kriyas HaTorah, the point of reading the Torah is why you should know the Torah. I have people just listen there and don't know what it says. Ma'aseh Mekayim the Mitzvah, Avalach HaTchili should try to listen to Kriyas HaTorah and understand what you're saying, understand what the Kriya is, but it's not Ma'akev. So maybe. So that maybe that's the difference. That's the two things in Mitzvah's Kavon. We'll get to that's the second step. Have a mind to Mekayim in the Mitzvah. There's one, right now I'm talking about the level of Mitzvah's Kavon, the Tachlis is the point of the Mitzvah. Then it's time you have to Kavon for the Mitzvah itself. Two different things. One's the Tachlis, which is not Mishbuz, Mechadish, it's not Ma'akim, which is very strange. The Torah wants you for this reason, and you do the reason so what? Mekayim in the Mitzvah. So maybe also, could be, by Shnei Mekavach HaTargim, Zechiv, that everyone knows that every week you have to do Shnei Mekavach HaTargim, twice the Chumash, once the Targum. So the Chumash, even if you don't understand it, you can say maybe Yoytzer, because the Maisim Mekayim Torah, Shulchan Aruch Rav says in Nechus Talmud Torah, the Mekayim without understanding Torah Shabbat Zav. But everyone is on Targum. People read it, they space out, and the words itself have no Kedusha to it, Ken Zayin, and I am Mekayim the Mitzvah, Shnei Mekavach HaTargim, without understanding it. So, if you can take it maybe a step further and say, who did Shnei Mekavach HaTargim? Even though it's a chiv drapon, and cold thing about the Engdurai Siddiqin, they're machad you to read Shnei Mekavach. The point is for you to understand, to know the parasha every week. That's the point. But the maestro, the whole part is b'diavet, the vaylach ha'chili shav kavonim for it, but b'diavet mekayin the mitzvah Shnei Mekavach without understanding it.
The whole reason
putting on tzitzis, remember tzitzis, and the whole reason tefillin is mishabbat. That's the whole reason.
What does it mean to say it's a mitzvah? The mitzvah is tam kriya v'alma?
Kriyas HaTorah. What's the point of Kriyas HaTorah every week? Stop Kriyas HaTargim. What's the reason of Kriyas HaTargim? What's the reason of every mitzvah? The Mishnah Berurah is saying any mitzvah, the point is...
Yeah, but that's often...
Yeah, you have to come to that. Yeah, what, Yechushum? What's the concept?
Whatever,
they're Masakin. So here also, the Masakin, especially when the Lord called Dekin, the Rabban came to Eisah Tekin.
If you don't have Targim, you're supposed to be Rashi, right?
You're supposed to be Baal, Yerushalayim be Baal, the Chabad says.
You don't have... Let's say you don't have
the... So fine, you can mekayim it with understanding something else. But who says ma'akiv? Who says ma'akiv?
The whole... You're not doing anything.
I want to be yashim in the goyim, that's all. No, No, it's for, again, we see common mitzvahs mishruah saying clearly that the point is to mishabe yourself because Baruch putting on tefillin. Now, if you don't do that, you're making the mitzvah. He also points on the side of the pasuk, but you read the pasuk.
If you read French, you would be Yosef?
French? Shnei mekabach
ha'tagim. No, let's say you didn't have anything else, so the tagim would be French. It says you can read it
in only English. Why? Because you understand it. Either you mean you have to even kind of be the tablet.
So why should Tagim be different than French?
Because that's on the Masakin. If that, as long as they have a Masakin that you can the Tikkun, even without the tablet, you can the Mitzvah. Could be. I saw Tarosa Yeger says, Shemek Rech HaTagim, he said, Avadi after the Kavona for it. I think it's right from the Chavetz Chaim, and Lech Mamor, Perkei, and on San Arayo. But if that's only Makar, I don't know, I mean, it's been around for, the Halacha has been around for thousands of years, and some rishon say you have to have kavanah for it. Someone says something. Fine, but that's
in the mishnah. He says it's very mishnah.
Who?
Say.
Where? What's in the mishnah?
Someone showed it. It was the Elrak. It was in the mishnah. Wasn't in
the mishnah in the letter.
Yeah.
Okay, that I didn't see. He says, but in svar you can hear why. You can take it a step further. Fine, but that's one in the mitzvah kavanah that the point is the tachlis and the chatchila vada the neisotka says ma'akiv and the vada should try to have kavanah for it. If you don't, it's the mishmur says not ma'akiv. Now there's a second type of mitzvah kavanah. The mishmur brings down, that's what on Simon Samach, that every mitzvah you have to kavanah for doing it because Hashem said to do it. And Hashem told you to do a mitzvah, so you have to do it because Rosh Hashem, not Stam, you decide to do it, it's also what's in Hashem. It's machlokes in Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Allah is paskin Simon Samach Sevdalid, that means it's Tzichas Kabbalah, and the Shabur says not only for the Rices but even to Abonans. All things, that means Chanukah Neris. Like Chanukah Neris, you have no Kabbalah for it. The Shabur says you have to have Kabbalah for the Mitzvah. You can't stop, not realize not doing the Mitzvah. So, if in stand there's a Mitzvah Tzichas Kabbalah, by Stam Kabbalah for what's in Hashem, Hashem said to do it, it's very shvah, what's pshat with Tomer and Yehuda. Tomer, there's a concept you have to have in mind, it's ma'akiv. The place where it's ma'akiv, you have to do it all over again. This chalik is ma'akiv. So how does Tomer make the mitzvah of Yibum? So, to understand, you can ask in a lot of mitzvahs. A lot of mitzvahs people do without having kavona. People do chesed, stalker, things. They don't have kavona to make the mitzvah. So, are you making mitzvahs without having kavona? Is there any way around it? So there is one heter that the Mishnah brings down in Sifkot and Yud that says if it's muha for the maisa that you're doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah, then you're making the mitzvah. The Marshall says the person davens without kavano, or picks up a lulav and shul, or he blows shayfer or matzah, eats matzah. The muhus of the maisa itself is a megala, the wise doing it, is doing it out of mitzvah shabai. The fact that he's davening, if you have no kavanah for davening, but why do you go do it? Even though you did it al tzugilas, that itself it brings down the chayotim, the b'di'ev, the yaitzim. It's not ma'akim. Yeah, it's kind of the ending of kavanah. Not that you had no kavanah, you had it's together, it's next to the masasek, you had kavanah for it. A certain level. That's enough, not like a tchila, but it's enough that you had kavanah a little bit. No, he has to mind to be, no, then he has to be mind to be yotzi, that's tamad then. But some of a person davens and doesn't have a mitzvah kavanah, so not the chayotim, but you have the mekayim the mitzvah. They have a kriyas haTorah. People in shul we sit there and listen. Why are you doing it? It's for the mitzvah. If you ask you why, you'll say it for the mitzvah. If you mekayim the mitzvah, vada b'di'evit. Then lechatchila, like you were saying before, and you should have a mind to mekayim the mitzvah of kriyas haTorah. But vada b'di'evit is not makiv. That's poshut. Well, let's say other mitzvahs that we don't. That's not nicker from your ma'isa. Why are you doing it for? So first of all, a lot of people just say it and they don't understand it. So yeah. I'm not sure that it's Hashem Yichud. You say, but Hashem Yichud might say this is very strange. Only the action that might help. The Hashem Yichud that you say by tefillin, right? It says basically what the Shulchan Aruch says. But you have done. If you don't know what you're saying, you didn't do the whole tachlis. You're supposed to remember. You didn't remember.
Even if you say it, you know what you're saying.
If you know what you're saying, it's fine.
But the shas of putting the tefillin, you have in mind.
So Paiskin wants to say it's koydim. So all mitzvahs, you have to know, the question is all mitzvahs kavanah, is koidim or even mishas maisa? What's mishas maisa? It's koidim, right? Koidim. Mishas maisa, he writes, is it the whole time or koidim? He thinks it is. But the passage of mishas maisa was koidim. Then what I say, because once you had koidim, then stamius is good enough. Stamdas is good enough. That means you have das all times, stamdas is good enough once you have the maisa beforehand, the kavanah beforehand. So let's say, Marshall, there's a mitzvah of a Heshev Aveda. You find an Aveda in the street, you have to give back to a person. So what do? You pick it up and give it back to the person. You know, kavon to mekayim the mitzvah. Why? Because that's what you do. You're a nice person. So what happened? You had to go give him another aveda. You want mekayim the mitzvah. You have nochiv heishvus aveda. Give him noch again, noch aveda. Or you stole something from a person. You have a chiv heishvus gzeila. You gave him back the gzeila. And you had no kavanah for it. So again, you have to give him more money again because you stole from him. Can you want the kind of mitzvah of Yeshua v'gzeilah? So the Chavon writes, because of Churim Mechalik Veiz and Simchov Gimel Oizvav, he's Mechalik. He said there are two different types of mitzvahs. I mean, it's a capital sale last week in Shir. That two different types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants a person to do. The good for all the person to do. What should he do? He should take a lulav, he should take an esrog, eat matzah. It's a mitzvah for the good for a person. And there's a mitzvah that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the tzitzah, the outcome. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants that the gzeilah should be back in his hands. He wants the aveda to be back in his hands. He wants the outcome. So therefore, if the mitzvah is a good for the person, then he has to do it when he had no kavanah. So it's like misasik ba'alma. He didn't do it. It's like doshem is kavan Shabbos. The mice is not mitzyachas to him. However, if the zokta b'chonim, if the point of the mitzvah is the tzitzah, is the outcome, so the mice, he did the outcome. If the moshul, the b'chonim gives a couple examples. He says, you have to kill a person. You have to get rid of the bad from your mitzvah. You have to get rid of them. So what happened? You kill a guy, and if you forgot to have kavon to be kind of the mitzvah of the Torah, you have to kill him again. He's dead already. The point is to kill him. He's dead. You're kind of the mitzvah. Zehu, the Torah is the mitzvah. Because the second example, pidin shuun, you have to redeem someone who's captive. Nice, you redeemed him. You're kind of the mitzvah. Because that Kodesh Baruch Hu does not want you to do it. He wants the Torah for him to be redeemed. Because the third example, priyas balchoy, you pay a person back alone. You have no kavon. Most people pay back what they borrowed. Why? Because they have to pay back. I myself, you had no kavana for it. So what? Because the point is that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the loan to be back, paid back to the other person's hand, and lav dafka that you have to do it. Sorry?
What's the mitzvah?
Priyas balchoy. I don't know the pasuk. I don't know, maybe angel chol yeh tzedek. Or moedim, what? No, bottom. Could be, I don't know. I think it's Hinshu Chaliyah Tzedek. Because you're setting him a bar to pay back. I think it's the whole net. Fine. Also, in another case, a person builds a house. He has a chiv to put up a mic, a gate around his house. Let's say the Arabs put it up, the Goyim put it up. You have to put up another gate. So Shtumach writes in the Chuvah, in Moedim Zmanim, no, it's kind of the mitzvah. Because circle save a Kishbach wants a gate there. There is a gate there.
But why can't you say otherwise? There's no more chiv. It doesn't have the kind of mitzvah.
So, by
the name of the said to put on a mic on somebody that has a mic already. But it doesn't mean that was a kind of missing of a mic.
So there is a base of Levi in Joshua's Aleph, it does say that. Over the Mechonim and the other Poskim, they seem to say Mekayim the Mitzvah, they write clearly Mekayim the Mitzvah. Because the Mitzvah is a Tetzah, and you did the Mitzvah. The reason why Mitzvah is Kavanah is because how do you make the Mitzvah be yours? You did the Mitzvah. The Mechonim Mitzvah was done already. How can you say you didn't do a Mitzvah? You did do it. Akash Baruch Hu wants the Tetzah, and you did it. Akash Baruch Hu wants the Mitzvah to be done. You did the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah was done. So you get the Schach for what was done. There's a special Levi says like you, but all this being done, I think he's in Asi Yochid. The mitzvah was done. The mitzvah was done in the world.
So
pick up the lulav. The mitzvah wasn't done. Nothing happened.
So you never put a mic on his roof. I'm saying, Mehekatesi, it's a, I'm saying, why shouldn't you get the schach for your neighbor? I'm saying the same. No, you never put a mic on his roof. Which I guess you didn't.
No, because it's a chiv put upon you. It's a chiv that the mic on should be done in your house. Your house has a mic on. That's all the chiv is. The chiv is the tzitzal. And your house has to have a mic on. In Sefer Bayis.
So you're patuing the chiv. You're not what about?
The mitzvah was done. The mitzvah was done. There's a mitzvah done in this world. There's a mitzvah mitzvah. And someone did it. He did it. But it points to the mitzvah mitzvah. Sefer Bayis writes that this in the Micah it says it's only b'di'evet. Not l'chadchila. Then avad l'chadchila. You have to have kavanah for it. So Esav Sternbach, he said, no, even l'chadchila, you're mekayem the mitzvah. So Chiddush, saying even l'chadchila is no problem with tzitzis kavanah. If someone else did it for you, mekayem the mitzvah. Feel l'chadchila. However, the pasuk is l'chur, everything you have to do l'shma. The Gemara in the Dorm says everything you have to do l'shem poilim. Everything should be l'shem shemayim. Maybe even l'chur. In other cases, v'enegeya, let's keep it over aim. Parents say you do something, and the tendency is, especially when you're younger, to listen. You get older, maybe not. When you're younger, you listen because your parents tell you do it. So, do you have to have kavanah for the kind of the mitzvah or not? So, Rosh Tumach again writes, Moedim is manim. He says the ending of the mitzvah is that you should give them kavod to tzal and if you're mekayem the mitzvah. Which L'chur needs bira, because it needs explanation. Because L'chur, the ending of Kibud Avayim is not that they should get covered. The point of Kibud Avayim is that you should give them Kibud Avayim. It's Chiv and the Gavra, not Chiv on that they should get it.
Who gets it from you?
Right, get from you. So the whole.
So it's still there. It's their code, but their code is to you. So it's really good if it's us, though.
Yeah, so I think you have to answer a Sternbach that any bin Adam Chaveiro, not Dafka, any bin Adam Chaveiro, you have to learn that the Mechayiv is the Tzad Achayim, because it's the other person. You're the one who has to give him the Kovid. But in the Mechayiv, the Tzad is that you had to give a Kovid to Yichav, Mitzad Yichav, Mitzad Yichav parents, if you Mechayiv and Mitzvah without even having a Kavanah. So it's very good that all of us, when you're kids, you listen to our parents, you have no Kavanah for it, Mechayiv and Mitzvah. And get the Tzad in my MS. However, the Mechayiv, that's Kivit Ovaim. There is a machlokes. The poskim, there is machlokes. First of all, the kibud of him is bein adam lechaveru or bein adam lemalchim. And because chiddush chametzus mitzvah lamegimel, he clears if kibud of aim is bein adam lechaveru or bein adam lemalchim. He's a besopik. He doesn't say. So if it's bein adam lemalchim, that means the chiv is vada put upon you, not to give the tzar to your father. Therefore, of the Yashiv writes in the Vakshu Torah, the Rishman Beis Oishchav Ches, he says, you should have kavana without spirit, as kibud avim, you have to have kavana. He says, a prat, if it's been on the makam, you have to have kavana. And the Yach Yosef also paskins, he says, you should have kavana by kibud avim. Because our Lord Paisi, you're right, the kibud avim is been on the makam. Therefore, you should have to have kavana, not like Moses Zvanim.
So if you stand up to your father, and you
have
Chavim, sit down, stand up again?
Well, Stamazah, it says that when you see father coming, and Shulchan Nazi Kelim say, sit down, stand up, give him COVID. So if I'm
okay.
Already, no, so Shulchan Aruch, you sit down. Shulchan Aruch says, sit and stand, because that gives COVID. COVID is not the standing. The COVID is that you stood up for him.
If you don't have
Kavan,
it's
Ma'akav,
you should do it again.
If Mitzvah is Kavan, especially in the Rises.
Maybe it's always
fine. Mukhach,
you do
it. If it's Mukhach. Why is it Mukhach? You stand up a lot, I don't know. That mukha that you're doing it. That mukha that you're doing it for a mitzvah.
Who is it?
You know who my father is? Maybe you do. I don't know. But you don't know. So it's not mukha for the ma'aser. It's not mukha what I'm doing. It's not mukha for the thing itself. It's not nicker.
You know it's mukha the ma'aser. It's not mukha for the
mitzvah.
Who says
the
ma'aser
is mukha
for the food? Who says your father? Who says the ma'aser? Sami, you ever brought anyone else food?
What?
Have you ever brought something else? Mukhati, you did a mitzvah. Who said Mukhati did a mitzvah? You have bring me food. That's a mitzvah. Achi. Someone else. Is that Mukhati that you did a ma'aser mitzvah? You bring a lot of people. You also happen to bring to me. It's not Mukhati.
You don't have to bring a lot of people. When you're doubting, so Faye doesn't know that you're doing this right.
No, the whole ma'aser, the ma'aser itself is Mukhati. It's Mukhati.
Okay, so what do you have a son? I'm Shlomi's father. Right? And
the mice is not a mukhadik mice. The mice itself, the muhus of the mice. Another case you can say also is in the game when you give tzedakah, you have no kavanah from kind of mitzvah, so the Rashi in Kitzetze, Rashi says if a seller fell out of your pocket and only picks it up, it's a mefanis, Rashi brings down tzefi, hari, misbarach, you praise. So again, we see by tzedakah, the Indian that since the person was mekayim a mitzvah, even though you had no kavanah, fell out of his pocket, the Yach Yosef v'chalavav, Yehudei Simchavtes, brings down a kamah v'kamah kovis, it's in by tzedakah, that even our kavanah became the mitzvah. Why? Because it's so called Sefer, because Baruch Hu wants only to get money and finance, and got panos out of it. It's not dark about Adam l'chaveh, it's even about Adam l'malkam, v'en again is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, everyone's here at Eretz Yisrael. It's a mitzvah, it's a kiyumis, according to Moshe, to live in Eretz Yisrael. Yet kavanah, when he came here, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, he came here, right? Mishavur says, Yesh Oimim even walking down Adamus. Anyone here when he came to learn the mirror. He had kavanah on Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So again, the Mishnah Yosef of Chelik Dalat Simnon Zayin says, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah the tetzah, the outcome. The tetzah is the ma'aser. You're sitting here, the ma'aser in Eretz Yisrael. So if so, the ma'aser even kind of the mitzvah, that's a pulo. Even so, avadi even kind of the mitzvah, even though you had no kavanah for it. Who did the Mechol say by Pruvu? Also Pruvu, the Indian is what? The point of Kashbacha wants to have children in the world. I had no kavanah b'shas tashmis. So what? The mice of Kashbacha want to have children. You have children. You populate in the world. Sorry? No. What's not like Minchas Chanach? Forget. Which Minchas Chanach? Oh, he says, yeah. He says, right, he says the mitzvah is to have children. So, what? What is a mitzvah? The mitzvah of mitzvah Allah says the mitzvah is when the kids come out. He got it right. The kids come out. You have to have kavanah. What?
How do you do the mitzvah?
You do the mitzvah. It's like it took time to get there, but you did it. The mitzvah.
So, the kavanah would have to have been.
No, the Bachanan says you don't need kavano. The Mitzvah Tchilich says you need kavano when the kid comes out. He ends up saying you don't need. He said when the kid comes out, he said not kid, when the girl comes out. When you had a boy, when the girl comes out, I don't know why the second is a girl, but he said when the girl comes out, you have to have kavano to Mekayim, prove it in the Mitzvah Aleph Yitzchav Tes. He starts off saying that way. He ends up saying a different reason than that. So another thing is that when you have a, say the same thing, when you have Shir Shul Yoyim, Sofaz Yom Shabbos Akadshoi, you have a mind to Mekayim the Shir Shabbos. Well, no, the point is that it's not, because Baruch Hu wants you to remember Shabbos. It's like, sorry, if you remember Shabbos. You may say, when I say, tell someone good Shabbos, and kind of Mitzvah is it Ma'akiv or not? Say good Shabbos. And kind of Mitzvah is Zachos Yom Shabbos Akadashai. So if you have, when Shabbos B'Shabbos, yeah, the Ramban, the Shabbos Seifel. If you remember Shabbos, no, the Ramban says that the Mitzvah is Zachos Yom Shabbos Akadashai, the Ramban, Shabbos Seifel, the Shabbos Akadashai.
You realize that the word Shabbos is like, you know, the same Shabbos sense. If
you have Pirush HaMilas, the Maitre is Zoychus Shabbos. Pirush HaMilas. You're Zoychus Shabbos already. So the Shem Oilam, again, the Chavetz Chaim in Perek Daled, he brings down that the Maitre that someone would give Shia every day, somehow he'd throw in the words of Shabbos. Why? To make the Oilam Mekayim the Mitzvah Zoychus Yom HaShabbos HaKadshoi. He brings out from God Alecha, did it, and therefore I was Pshat, they had no Kavano. Well, it's very good, because the Mitzvah they remember. It's like, well, if they heard Shia, they listened to Shia, if they listened to Shia. The Mekayim the Mitzvah Zoychus Yom HaShabbos HaKadshoi. Who didn't? I can go back to Tomer that the Bukhanan himself writes.
You can't listen to these CDs with Shabbos in it.
The point.
Like, yay, Shabbos, you know,
if you remember Shabbos, so of course, if you remember Shabbos. But you have to know, first of all, Ban holds, Meshachu holds the Chivas every day. If you hold the Kiramam, the Chivas Dark and Shabbos, like Ben Chushul, and the Shabbos Alam Paskins, maybe not. It depends how you're Paskin, if the Chivas Shabbos, or if you're Shabbos all week, or just on Shabbos.
If you're
also all week. So all week, then Ban Chavetz Chaim. And if you remember it, according to this, maybe then, maybe it won't be that way then. So therefore, B'chonah writes in Ksubas, in the Kovet Shurim, in Ois Reish Nun, he wants to say, Hudin Yibum. Yibum is the same thing. The mice, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah Yibum is the marriage. And therefore, when the person not married, so therefore, even if he had no kavanah, he said, the mitzvah, even though he had no kavanah for Yibum, so what? So it's also Yibum, kind of the mitzvah. Therefore, Yudin Tomah is Geraldik. Yudin Tomah, there's a kiyum. There's a marriage. As the Mishnah says in the beginning of all, even the mice, you're koiner. Once you're koiner, Zakta B'chonah on Yibum, he said, Mamash on Yibum, the mitzvah is not at all. The mice get married. The mice get married, the mitzvah is kavanah, it's not makim. Therefore, you're kind of Mrs. Yibum. That's like an answer to Yudin Tomah. However, the other way, who are the on this concept? This concept again, the Bukhana would say the Tetzah is the Iker. If the Tetzah is not Ma'akiv, the Mitzvah Tzichus Kavano, the Cholkim. Again, mentioned before Yeshiva Yisrael. Yeshiva Yisrael, the Indian needs to live in Yisrael. However, you look in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Sibir Mishra Mechaz, he writes, by Yeshiva Yisrael, you have no Kavano, there's no Mitzvah. Are you living in Yisrael? He says not that way. He says, Yeshiva Yisrael is Ma'akiv, the Kavano is Ma'akiv, and therefore everyone here, right now, have mind, and then it's the stamp das. After the kind of mitzvah, you should soul. So, mind, I'm living here. To the kind of mitzvah, you should write a soul.
Once a day,
you have mind. Once a day, or by Nechi, or by the Achlech of
Mecha. All day, you think that you should write
a don't know the getter.
Once a year, by Nedda.
Once a year, by the Chivas, it helps once a year. Because that's a Chivas.
No, but by Nedda to be massive, all my Adam
and that. It depends, you have to remember. That's all you
do. If you remember, it's a problem.
No, only if you remember. I only remember. Macholikis Shana, but only if you remember. Yeah. Thank you. I don't remember. Macholikis? Yeah?
Just to have in mind which mitzvah
you're talking about. Ah, it's a very good shout out. Shulchan, the Siman Samach, he writes in Sefei that you have to mind a mitzvah, not which mitzvah. Makes things much easier. What?
What's that?
Like?
You didn't know the passage before.
Cholkim, maybe if you came a couple of mitzvahs at the same time, meaning maybe there'll be cholkim, but if you came the mitzvah, stam, you won't came a mitzvah, you don't know which mitzvah, that's good enough to have stam tas.
I was on there,
no, I'm just a pasuk. No, I don't know a pasuk. No, the chushukhan, I don't know anyone who argues, the chushukhan writes him, clearly you have to mind to become a mitzvah. You don't have to mind which mitzvah.
So I'm just quite safe every morning, having to do mitzvahs that day.
Because when you do the mice, you have kavana for the mitzvah. Even though there is the botam of the zayis, you have a morning have a mind mekayim vachlo kamoicho, and all day mekayim vachlo kamoicho. When they bring down also by Shem Hashem, I say every time I say Hashem's name, it should be Adon Kol Hayo Viviya, and our kainu should be a pa kulam. It's very strange. Kasha, I don't know. Kav Chaim brings it out. Not sure what the getter is. Doesn't hear it. Well, nice to go down. Kav Chaim, the Zoya, they say from him.
No, that's a shame.
Shame, they say the Kav Chaim brings down Malacha. as I think I'm climbing the down. Maybe others say it, but I probably can do bring it down, that's clear. Shlomo Zalman brings it down, because Shlomo also says this concept, to say it once is good enough. Fine. Might not sell the as the Machloikis, the Cholkim, the Tchir Shabbos also, in that you remember Shabbos, you can kind of the mitzvah, so if you look in Simon Reisha and Aleph, it says over there, when you say Kiddush, Ayichulu, it's the Reisah. And the Maestri says Ayichulu and Shemon Esrei. It says Mishnevura, Prim Godem, Tois Shabbos. So what you meant to do in Shemon Esrei, mitzvah Tchir, it's Kavonia, no Kavonia for it. So Mishnevura says clearly, even though the mitzvah of the Tchir is the Tetzah, you can argue maybe about that, but if you say the mitzvah of Zechiru is that it's all the mitzvah, remember it, Mishabur still says it's ma'akev, mitzvah is kevonah, therefore when you say v'achul by Kiddush, it's a yimkai mitzvah deraisa. Who did my proof root? The Mechon wants to say the in is that it's all, and therefore it's not ma'akev. So if you look at the Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah Aleph, he says another reason why it's not ma'akev, don't say Mechon. He says a different reason, it's not ma'akev, why? Because the in is when you eat matzah on Pesach, it's also, even if you have no kevonah, it's not ma'akev, why should you nena? All masasek, where you have enough for it, as if you had kavana. He says, who didn't prove you? She came down again. I know, therefore you're kind of the mitzvah. Umbnei Soschel says the same thing by prove you. She came down. They don't say like a b'cholon. When he gives another teretz, he says, the mitzvah is when the kid comes out. The mitzvah when the kid comes out, Sheva Taisa. All Sheva Taisa is only kavana for. But again, who are the minchas chenuch is arguing on the b'cholon by prove you? For oid, even by Yivim, and this is the Yivim, the b'cholon writes clearly that once you do the kiyim, you're kind of the mitzvah prove you, the minchas chenuch and tofkov tzanaches. On the mitzvah yibum, he says, if a person has no kavanah for the mitzvah yibum, and he does it, he says it's a kinyan, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You're not. He writes clearly, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Not like you. Not like you. Not mekayim the mitzvah. And he said, what's nafkamino? He said, nafkamino, let's say you did only one bia. He says, you can't divorce, so you have to do a second bia, because you didn't mekayim the mitzvah yet. Which is another nafkamino, when he says, when the mitzvah yibum is by chayv elavin, so the first bia, you say, seder chalei say. He says, no, even the second bia, you say, seder chalei say. Minchas Chinuch is arguing clearly that kiyum is not enough. Even though the Maisa mitzvah is a kiyum, but the Maisa is not enough. If so, is that true by all mitzvahs? Is he arguing totally in Mechonon or not? So again, back to the Safi. The Safi says if a coin drops in your pocket and only picks it off, gets mefanis from it, how is the Mesparach, l'chur you are mekayim the mitzvah. L'chur there's another way to understand, not like a Mechonon. L'chur like the Paiskim will learn. There's another malach that not the chilek is like a mechonah is a mitzvah that tzah, the outcome. Like Yishuv HaTzah, you're living here, where the mitzvah is, Kadosh Baruch Hu is on the Gufa Adam. There's a different chilek. The chilek, what was mechayv you this act? Why are you doing this act? Are you doing a mitzvah like Kadosh Baruch Hu? Hashem told you? That means Yishuv HaTzah, why are you living here? Because Hashem said so. There's no svar to it. It's Hashem. Or the mitzvah lachayim. Because other people need the money. Because it's Bein Adam Chaveri. All Bein Adam Chaveri. All Bein Tanachem. Kibbutz Avraham. It's all Bein Tanachem. It's all for others. So if you mechayev between what is the mechayev? Not like mechonon how you mechayev the mitzvah. But what is mechayev you? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechayev you. Or if the mechayev is mitzvah Achayim. Then Echam. All Bein Adam Chaveri. You get the mitzvah at least. B'diyavet L'chol HaPachas. And it's not ma'akev. Do chesed. Kibbutz Avraham. Tzedakah. You mechayev the mitzvah. What?
If you want to be a
mitzvah.
By which case?
Anything. By Yishuv HaTzah. What's Mechayev? Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you didn't do it, Hashem said so. What makes it a mitzvah? The whole reason why mitzvah is kavanah, because Hashem said so. By which case is by Yishuv HaTzah. Without Hashem saying you, it's nothing. So therefore, you when you have no kavanah, you're not doing a ma'aseh mitzvah. When you're doing a mitzvah achem, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants achem, doing a ma'aseh achem, got it.
Say that, but you didn't have mind.
But the ma'aseh did what Hashem wants. And then it's not a chiv, let's you can say it maybe different words. The chiv put on a gavah chiv or the chiv mitzad achepso. Mitzad achepso, the gavah is not, you didn't do anything, it's not masiachos to you. Mitzad achepso, all the mitzad achem, instead of others, maisa, all ben amachavet mitzad somebody else, maisa, you did mitzad somebody else.
That's what
Mechon is saying, it's mitzad, you should be mitzad, it's not mitzad achepso, it's mitzad that you should do it. Nachmin, you should be mitzad, puripu, yibum, these things are nachmino. Shabbos, these things are not mitzvah achay. It's mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do it. That's why it could be two different ways to learn it. So, if so, what's Pshat Yehuda? Yehuda was Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum or not? So, Maisa, again, the Ramban sounds like it was Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum. Maisa, it's a Tzitzah, I don't know. You know, maybe say he's Mekayim Mitzvah after Indian Baalma, but he wasn't really Mekayim the Mitzvah. But I don't know. Lefinis Ma'alach, Lefinis Gesedim in Cheschinach, who learns that Yibum, there's no Kima Mitzvah. Without having Kavana, I mean, Chesunah Christ clearly, I don't know what's Pshat Yehuda and Tamar. Just like, this is Sekumah was mentioned, again, as Machloikis, if Yibum was a mitzvah before the Dibur or not, as Shonim says it was, the Ritva says it's not. If Shach Kroivim says Dibur was a mitzvah Yibum or not, the Ritva says it's not, the Ramban says it is. If there is, if a, if you mekayim the mitzvah yibum or not, Yehuda not. So Ritva says clearly he was not mekayim the mitzvah yibum, was not his regular wife. And Ramban says he was pashas mekayim the mitzvah yibum. I have a kasha mitzvah kavano. So first, there are two different types of kavano. Mitzvah kavano, one is the point where the Torah says the tachlis. That means you put on tefillin, tzitzis, or sukkah. The point is the tachlis of zechan and akavod, money to do a seichem, whatever the reason is. And therefore, if you don't do it for those reasons, it won't be ma'akiv, according to Mishnah Berurah, not like a b'nei Soskar. And therefore, you can say hudin for other cases where the in is the tachlis, like tefillin, or like a davening, or kris Torah, or maybe even shleimik vechatakim. Then the second type of mitzvah, the mitzvah is that Kosh Baruch Hu wants you to know what you're doing it for. B'chonim says it depends if it's the in is the tetzor or the gufa adam. If it's the tetzor, then it's not ma'akiv the kavano. If it's else he wants you to do it, then it is ma'akiv. Another way to mechalak, what's the mechayiv? The mechayiv is mitzad Kosh Baruch Hu u'mitzad acherim. Maiso, next week it's Chanukah. The meaning of Chanukah is to give a curse of Torah, Kosh Baruch Hu, the way he did for us over 2,000 years ago. And it's basically a curse of Torah that the eternal nation gives eternal thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is eternal. And the Indian, according to Rav Paiskim, needs to have simcha on Chanukah, like the Yeshem and the Ramah. And the Ramah brings down the Noigim, our Noigim to Mekayim, all Shittas, have his Mirish with Shpachas. So nice, I'd like to first of all have a curse of Torah to everyone who shows up. Till now, this week, thank you. I'd also like to Mekayim the mitzvah of a curse of Torah also next week, in my house, Hashem, next Tuesday, to have Mekayim the mitzvah of a simcha, and Mekayim with all shittas, and Mirish, which is it does not say Divrei Torah, and that's what everyone's invited. Bosser Dung, Mishibu says Bosser, and others, yeah. What time? Anytime anyone wants. And time any earlier is better? Earlier? 6:30? 7?
No,
they could be also, because it's not active.